Welcome in, everybody. It's time for Three Guys Before the Game, episode number 91. Don't have a name for it yet. We're going to find out after we talk for the next 20 minutes or so to figure out what the name's going to be. The Unknown Show. We are here, and thank you so much for being with us once again in studio with the Senator Brad Howe and the very well-coughed Nathan Adrian. You know what that means?
Nope.
It means your hair looks good.
Thank you.
Coiffed. I guess it's to be more with a Q. More of a U sound. Coiffed. Thanks to all of our listeners. Continue to get good feedback and good vibe. I forgot to tell you guys on the last episode at the Bob Huggins Fish Fry on Friday night, Nathan did attend and wore a sport coat to a casual event. Thought kind of stood out in the crowd. Anyway, it was a good look. And anyway, a young lady came up to me and said, "Hey, I listened to Three Guys Before the Game." She was a young college student. And I said, "Well, great." She goes, "My mom turned me on to it. She said, you've got to listen to this show." I thought that was fantastic.
We cover all demographics. Oh. As we've often said, multiple countries, states across this great country, mm-hmm. multiple demographics, young, middle-aged, older West Virginians, and now just everybody. We're going fastest growing podcast in the region.
State.
Is what I've been told.
State.
I thought it was region.
Yeah. Well,
You got like 27 countries listening. I don't know how you can get much more than that.
If you meant the region by America, is that what you meant?
I kind of meant internationally. Maybe fastest growing internationally. Maybe.
Yeah. And by the way, I did look at the analytics. Actually, I literally did look at those this morning. And someone in Madagascar continues to listen.
Really?
Yeah. And that's huge for me.
We should probably do a live show from there.
I would like for him to call in.
Or text.
Now, you're assuming it's a guy. It could be a young lady
girl.
In Madagascar.
Anyone in Madagascar who's listening, please call in.
Yeah,
so we'd go there for a live show. If that person listening in Madagascar could line up a sponsorship, we'd do that. I'd do that.
I'm saying this right now, that maybe we do go to Madagascar at some point. However, I think it is time to take this show after 90 episodes. This is 91. After 90-plus episodes, I'm very much anxious and looking forward to doing a show, remote show. We need to go out and do it. So if anyone wants us to come do the show, and I'd like to do it like in a Moose Hall, an Elks Lodge, someplace with bad lighting and some kind of a stale beer odor, I'd like to do the show there. I would.
Appearance fee negotiable?
Yeah. There might be money involved to get us to go, and I guarantee you there's going to be food involved.
Maybe a cold beer?
A cold beer. Probably like a West Virginia craft beer. A West Virginia craft beer would be nice.
Hey, real quick, can I interject before we dive into some stuff? Yeah. Speaking of food.
And stuff, yeah, go ahead.
And the podcast. you told that story about the pepperoni rolls
at
Tennessee.
Yeah. The gentleman came up, tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, here are some unbelievable pepperoni rolls. Did you give them to Coach Barnes yet?" I said, "No." And then I did deliver them to student manager. The student manager at Tennessee brought them to Coach Barnes. Coach Barnes, after the game, I saw him and he said, "Hey, man, thank you so much. That was awesome."
So we got a tweet. All three of us got a tweet from @I'mA5KRunner tweeted us and said, "Just wanted to let you guys know the pepperoni rolls the listener brought to the UT game came from our store, Grassroots RX, @GrassrootsRX, if you want to find that on Twitter, in Lexington, Kentucky."
Yeah.
Said anytime we stop by, pepperoni rolls are on him.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks so much for the pepperoni rolls. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate that. And if we ever, don't get there a whole lot, but if we ever roll through there, I guarantee you, we'll eat your pepperoni rolls. We certainly will. And maybe you could become a sponsor of Three Guys Before the Game and become our first out-of-state sponsor, because right now we have an in-state sponsor, of course, and it is our good friends at Bet Lucky. Today's program is being brought to us by Bet Lucky. It is the sports betting app that makes sports betting easy in West Virginia. In fact, it's the only one. You must be 21 years of age or older with a smartphone, and you can download the app and choose either Wheeling Island or Mardi Gras. And it is Bet Lucky, all one word, download, and you will be in business. And my boy here next to me, the senator, he has taken this thing to a new level. You've got it figured out. Every if and workaround, you got the thing figured out. You've become expert at it.
Trying to learn.
Yeah.
Trying to learn, navigate around.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk more about the Bet Lucky app coming up in just a little bit. All right. We're going a bunch of different directions for the first time here, 91 episodes. For the first time, we are going to open up the text line. So people that must listen to Statewide Sports Line know what our text line is. And so we've received several texts since the last episode for three guys specific texts. And okay. So I said, okay, you're being nice enough to write in. And plus I solicited as well on Twitter, and I'll get to those as well. We'll answer some of your questions. And just in case for future episodes, we're going to record next. We'll go Monday. We'll go Monday, Thursday next week. Monday, Thursday next week. And so for our next episode on Monday, if you'd like to, the line is really simple. It's 304-TALK-304 if you want to text us. 304-TALK-304. Just put a heading on it, three guys, so that we will know. All right. So West Virginia, Texas coming up on Saturday. Lo and behold, last night in the Big 12 Conference had a couple of contests, and both led to surprising situations. The team that's coming in here on Saturday, the Longhorns of Texas, lined up and ran Baylor 84-72. The Longhorns were up 15 at the end of the first half, 45-30. And then it was 42-39 scoring. Baylor outscored him by three in the second half, but the damage was done. And so Texas will come in now 500 in loop play with a 5-5 record, and they are 13-10 overall. And Baylor, which was having this Disney movie Cinderella story to this point, and still very well could, but that was a bad loss for Baylor that's already had a bunch of good wins. So the Bears go 15-7, and now they're 6-3. They could have been 7-2 in the league, but they lose to the Longhorns. And so now K-State is at 7-2 in first place. Iowa State, 7-3 at second, and then Baylor, third, and then Texas Tech and Kansas sitting there in a fourth-place tie.
Where's Kansas?
Fourth-place tie.
You don't say.
Yep.
6-4 in league play.
6-4, and not doing real well away from Allen Fieldhouse. 1-4 in league play on the road.
Huh.
One up and four down.
I read somewhere they have not been 6-4 in the league since 1994, and it wasn't even the Big 12 then.
Big 8? Yeah. Amazing,
tough,
huh?
Days in Lawrence.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. How? By the way, I told you the other night they would show DeSosa on the bench during the Kansas State game more than they would show the ball. Did you see it? Did you watch?
I did.
Did they show you some DeSosa?
A couple times.
Yeah. He and Azubuike. I mean, if they got royalty fees for every time they've been shown on that bench, they'd be cashing in. All right. So anyway, so that's where we stand right now. What are we to make of last night's Texas victory? Should that mean that West Virginia should hide the women and children before the Longhorns come into the Coliseum Saturday?
You know, it's another indication. I think there's a couple things developing about this league. One, there's probably not a nation's elite team within the Big 12 this year, number one.
Correct.
But it is incredibly balanced top to bottom, even include West Virginia in that mix, even though, as we know, West Virginia only won two league games. So I think what it's shown again is when you have a team at home, that's when you got to take care of business. That's been the separation point for most of these teams, is it's totally different games when you get on your home floor. Some of these teams, Texas was an example last night, although the Sharps, the pros, were all over Texas last night.
What was the line?
I don't remember what the line was, but Texas was getting heavy betting action leading into tip-off.
So they sniffed it.
6 in a row for Baylor. You could kind of feel that Baylor was ready to give one back. You're on Texas's home floor. Everybody's better at home, so there you go.
Mekhi Mason, the Yale transfer, who scored seven, I think he had, what did he have? He had 77 points in the game against West Virginia here at the Coliseum. He scored 77. He had a foot last night. And so played 23 minutes. He went 1 out of 7, and he is the difference maker on that team. There's no question about that. He has a bad night. Baylor goes down. Now, that's the guy that you said would score 8 points against Javon Carter, Nathan.
Yeah, absolutely. Eight would probably be pushing it.
Would that be 6 free throws to get to the 8?
At least 6.
All right, so since the last time we got together here, mentally, as Brad just said, Nathan, West Virginia and teams in the Big 12, obviously they're going to play better on their home floor. Sellout on Saturday night. 8 o'clock tip. Saturday night. Here comes Texas. Does West Virginia hit another Saturday? They got Kansas on a Saturday. Oklahoma on a Saturday. Is this another Saturday night special?
Yeah, they have a chance to get them. It's not very encouraging that Texas just played their best offensive game of the year the other night, though. They're usually a team that struggles on the offensive end. They only scored mid-60s against us the first time around. Not looking like that's going to happen again, so that's a little worrisome. But the fact that we're still selling out crowds is a testament to our fan base.
Fans want to win.
For sticking with it. Yeah, right. They want to win.
Fans want to win.
Still there. Coming on Saturday.
I mean, you used to be in the athletics department as a marketing guy right there. I mean, if you guys would be giddy right now going, guys, this thing's selling out, and we got a team that's stumbling.
That's why you like to sell in advance, too. Get those tickets in advance as early as you can so that if this happens, you're still protected a little bit.
Here's the worrisome thing about Texas. They did lose to Iowa State last Saturday. They were that close to winning at Iowa State. So that worries me because Iowa State is one of the more difficult places to play in the country, not only in the Big 12. And Texas went out there last week. And the guy that worries me the most from Texas, even though Kerwin Roach had a big game last night, is Matt Coleman, their guard.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about straight line drive dribbler. He's big. He's long. He takes the ball to the rack. He gets shots off. That's a concern.
This is a goofy Texas team, though.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some really high. I mean, listen to some of these wins. Arkansas, North Carolina, Michigan State, Purdue, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Kansas.
Bizarre.
Great wins.
Now, losses.
That's NCAA tournament wins.
Got a little...
Oh, you'd like to know about some of their losses? Like Radford, Oklahoma State, and Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, they're really all over the place. Stylistically, this one could be interesting, too. This is the two worst three-point field goal percentage defense teams. This is number 9 and number 10. Can't guard the 3. Okay? From a shooting perspective, it's number 8 and number 10 in the league in three-point shooting. So, can't guard the 3, not shooting it very well. But you know what's interesting? Texas and West Virginia have shot the 2. They're 1 and 2 in three-pointers attempted, even though they're 8 and 10 in percentage.
That makes
no
sense.
Both teams shoot a ton of 3s. Neither team can make a 3.
It makes no sense for Texas. Because they've got guards that can get the ball to the bigs. That doesn't make sense.
No, that really doesn't.
Look at the numbers. 591 threes attempted by Texas. West Virginia's third. Iowa State's second at 549.
They should.
And Iowa State's got 5 guys that can shoot it.
Exactly.
Or 7 guys that can shoot it.
Exactly.
So it's a weird, this could be one of those, if both teams are cold, this could be one where you're looking at it going, this hurts my eyes. This really hurts my eyes. If shots are being made for either team or one team, someone could run the other out of the gym.
Yeah, statistically, the rims will be given a tough workout here on Saturday with a lot of misses. It could happen. That means long rebounds. Got to be careful. You guys ready for I pulled 3 text questions. You ready? You good?
Well, sure.
I mean, it's historic. I mean, 91 shows in. We've never answered a question, so might as well do it now. Again, if you'd like to text us for future shows, 304-TALK-304, 304-TALK-304. Dear Mr. Three Guys. Dear Mr. Three Guys, love the podcast, especially Nathan's baseball caps. I didn't wear one today.
There's a vote for the baseball cap.
Serious question, though. Will this Mountaineer team be competitive in the Big 12 next season if the players scheduled to return actually return? Second part, if not, then how many players need to move on?
We'll jump right in the deep end with a complicated...
It's a multi-part question.
And question.
He said this, by the way, this is Jason in Martinsburg. He said serious question after he took a shot at Nate's hats. Will this Mountaineer team be competitive in the Big 12 next...
I think he did like my hat.
I don't know why I did this. Sarcasm font? Yeah. Why is Tony taking a shot? It was sarcasm font? How do you know he's taking a shot? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Will this Mountaineer team be competitive in the Big 12 next season if the players scheduled to return actually do return? If not, how many players need to move?
Mm.
Would you like to start, Brad?
Go ahead.
Not a chance.
Oh, wait a second. P.S. Jason in Martinsburg. I once blocked one of Nathan's shots in an AAU game. He was going into his sophomore high school season.
Anybody in Martinsburg ever block a shot of yours?
Oh,
yeah.
He get that. Martinsburg.
Oh, yeah.
Martinsburg guys owned him. He didn't want to go to the Eastern Panhandle. He was scared. All right, last time. Will this Mountaineer team be competitive in the Big 12 next season if the players scheduled to return actually return? If not, then how many players need to move on?
If every player from this team comes back next year, there is absolutely no chance that we are any good. And there is nothing you can do about it. Issa is a huge part of the problem, but he is not the only problem with this team. I think the problem lies with all of your upperclassmen. All of this is on them. We have four guys that have been here for 4 years, two that have been here for 3 years. They should have more experience in what they're doing. They are a problem, and I don't think you're getting better until the majority, if not all of them, are gone.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. I probably should have started. I thought he was going to be direct. I didn't know he would beat around that. I would have gone first if I'd known he was going to dance around the question.
You didn't know he was going to hedge, huh?
I thought he was going to dance around. I thought he was going to be direct with his answer.
I offered for you to go first.
Didn't know you were going to dance.
What do you say?
Well, I don't know how you would argue that or debate that. I mean, just go down this. Scoring defense. I can give you a lot of categories where West Virginia's not performing well. Lead with scoring defense. West Virginia can't be 10th in the Big 12 in scoring defense and have any kind of success. So never mind what the offensive numbers, never mind some of those shooting percentages we just talked about. You go through this and you see what kind of season they've had. I'm with Nate. I don't know how, if you left it exactly as it was in terms of guys returning, that you could expect a ton of improvement. Again, you'd be going on blind faith that guys, especially the younger guys from year one to year two, would take a huge leap forward. Maybe they will, but yeah, I don't know that you've seen enough consistency here as we move into the second half of the Big 12 to say for sure that that's about to happen. Now, caveat there. Does Sags Kanate return? Because I think that's an important part of this question. If you tell me Sags is back and is playing to get to the next level and engaged, then I think that changes what maybe the second part of this answer is, how many guys return. I think that, to me, is a gigantic question moving into the offseason. Does Sagabaugh Kanate return? Because to me, he's clearly the most important potential returnee on this entire roster, and it almost doesn't matter what else happens with the other guys. Tell me what he's doing first, and then we go from there.
That's a very valid
point.
Brad,
I don't think this has anything to do with any stats from this team. It's the fact of how unbelievably selfish our upperclassmen have been, to be honest with you. We're losing games by 30 points on the road, and all they're worried about is still getting back on social media and posting how many points they had or posting highlights of things that they've done. And that makes no sense to me. If I'm 10 and 13 and getting 30 pieces on a regular basis, I'm embarrassed and not doing that or even probably showing my face places.
I'll move on from there then. You know what? And I'll say this about that. I don't think what the situation is right now, that if you just kept everything as is, that it would be a significant change next year. And I think on both sides, it would probably benefit both sides to move on. So some of the guys that could come back, it probably does them better if they get a change of environment and go to a different place. I think it would help, to be quite honest with you. Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens. I think that just happened in Mountaineer football. It was a perfect time for both sides. And I think that probably is the case as well with some of the guys on this team. Just go ahead and go to a new place, new start, and it works better on both sides.
It happened with Aaron Terry 5 years ago. They were our best two players. Everybody thought we were going to be awful because they left, and we turned around and won 25 games, went to Sweet 16. Sometimes it's just not a good fit, and you got to move on. That's all there is to it.
If you want to go back farther than that, when you were just a little guy, Drew Schifino. Drew Schifino was the leading scorer on the Mountaineer team. He left, and things got better, and it was a good time for him to move on, a good time for Mountaineers. Okay, two more from the text line. This one from Ronnie in Charleston. Guys, longtime Mountaineer hoop fan since the days of Dale Blaney and Lester Rowe. I haven't seen things this bad since the 2002 season. Please, please, please tell me that Hugs can fix this. Can Hugs fix it, Nate?
Yeah, Hugs can fix it. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and he already did it 5 years ago. If you need an example of what you're going to see in the next few years, all you have to do is look back to recent history and see exactly what's going to happen. He's going to get a bunch of new guys in, a bunch of guys to play the way he wants them to play, and they're going to play hard, and they're going to get in people's face, and they're going to make it tough on them, and that's the only way that's going to get fixed. It's going to, though.
Well, I think that's the default. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Fame coach. I think the question is, how fast can you fix it? Can it be fixed next year? And what's fixed? If this program returns and is an NIT team next year, is that the logical next step? I mean, it's hard to sit here today and say, if you're going to have 4, 5, 6 new pieces next year, that it turns immediately into an NCAA tournament team.
Right.
That'd be great if it does. That's a big, giant step forward. So are you looking at, if there's that many, if there's a turnover of that many different guys, is this an NIT berth? If it's an NIT berth, do you sit back and go, okay, that's moving in the right direction? And then that's the launching pad for the following year. Are you 2 seasons away? You 1 season away? You 3 seasons away? So to me, I don't think you can debate will he. It's just when he. I think that's the harder question to answer.
Gotcha. All right, this one from Annette.
Oh,
once again.
Very diverse.
This show knows no boundaries when it comes to demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. She asks, if Logan Rout gets suspended for a half against Texas for a tiny trip, what would have Hugs been suspended for punching B.B. Flannery? You know, I don't. So obviously that was pre-us. Did Hugs get suspended? Aw, hit B.B. Flannery and punch him right in the face. You knew that, right?
Yeah, punch. Yeah, I've heard that story.
Because I looked it up when I saw the question on the internets, and there was actually a story in the Washington Post. Post February 7. Holy heck.
February 7.
That's today's day.
Is that today?
Yeah.
As we're recording this on Thursday?
Anniversary. It was this is awesome. So it was February 7, 1979, in the Washington Post. This is awesome. It says, Duquesne plays West Virginia in Morgantown tonight in Eastern 8 basketball, and WVU urged the Dukes to leave their star home in Pittsburgh. He'll play, Duquesne retorts. He is guard B.B. Flannery, one of the league's top scorers, 21 a game. What's it all about, B.B.? 2 years ago, Frosh Flash Flannery is elbowed in the head by Mountaineer player Bob Huggins. Charges and countercharges fly over whether the blow was intentional. Flannery suffers a concussion. Misses all but 8 games that year. Oh, I never knew that part of it. I just thought he hit him in the face. Just thought he punched him right in the face.
What year was that?
79. This past December, Duquesne wins the West Virginia Classic, not playing WVU, as Flannery amasses 89 points in 2 games. Had something to prove to the West Virginia fans, he declares. January 14, WVU Duquesne in Pittsburgh, Flannery begins swinging at Mountaineer players. 4 of them. WVU Films show, and with but 4 points, is ejected. WVU coach Gail Catlett complaints of harassment during the games by spectators, allegedly including Flannery's father, a policeman in New Kensington, Pennsylvania. So Duquesne considered acceding to WVU's request before Coach Mike Rice met with Flannery and his father Monday night and decided to take the 6'2 junior to Morgantown. Okay, conceded WVU. Our security here is pretty darn good, said its spokesman. The fans will boo, but are not violent. Things just never change.
That's a lot going on. 40 years ago today, as we tape.
89, yeah, it would be 40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago today, WVU was playing Duquesne. How times have changed. Now you're getting ready to play Texas, right? But anyway, how about that? So it was an elbow. I thought Hugs always just punched him in the face. And I didn't know that the guy missed all but 8 games in the season. I'll have to bring this up to the Bear this evening. I'm sure he does not know that it's the 40th anniversary. Well, thanks for that question.
That was a good text question.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what what's going to...
Who was that from? Annette?
Yeah.
In where? Charleston? Or was the last one Charleston?
Yeah, the last one was in Charleston. I think it was... I'm not sure there. So, that's the deal. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that our program is being brought to us by BetLucky. It's the only sports betting app in the state of West Virginia that lets you wager on sports here in the state. When you download the app at either your Apple app location or on the Google Play side, just put in the affiliated casino you want to go with, Wheeling Island or Mardi Gras. Right now, there's special offers that gives you 2 times your first bet back in bonus money up to $20. And please keep in mind, that all games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery, and they ask that anyone doing any kind of wagering please play responsibly. It is the Bet Lucky app. So that was a heck of a unknown before we started the show. Hugs, having an anniversary today. Isn't that special? Isn't that special?
40 years.
So where was I in 79? 79? I was an 11th grader. I was 11th grade in 79. About that. Little did I know what life would bring.
All right. That was a lot going on in that article, too. Yeah. That was a nice little rivalry there for a stretch.
Oh, dude, you know what the stories were?
A nice little rivalry.
When they would play Duquesne in the Civic Arena in Pittsburgh, they would bring, like, and I'm not saying like two buses of fans, they'd bring like a half a dozen to 8-10 buses, fan buses, go up to the game in Duquesne, up at Pittsburgh, when they play. Yeah, it got going.
You need, not that you need guys getting concussions and missing a lot of the season. That's a little over the top there. But you need kind of these little scrapes like happened the other night. The other night's a pretty good scrape. No one really got hurt. There was just a little entanglement down there. As we said, I would guess Logan would probably take that back if he could right now, heat of the moment. That's almost a perfect scenario. That's almost a budding rivalry here. You need things to happen over time. We said when West Virginia joined the league, you can't automatically replace all of those years of tradition playing some of the schools West Virginia used to play. So you just got to go through time, and you got to play them each year, and you got to play them each year. And things need to happen and develop organically to start some rivalries, right? Was Texas Tech ready for West Virginia to come in after the whole dancing in the locker room situation? Were they ready?
Well, yeah.
All right, so
students,
that got them fired up. Now, when these two teams play again, and you have that sitting as the backdrop there.
Next year when Tech comes in here.
Good. Good. Yeah. Again, no one got hurt in that situation. Just a little tangled up there.
Yes or no?
I mean, he exited, one last thing, because I am fascinated by that.
Yeah.
He exited the arena. Logan exited the arena.
Yeah, got
as
only,
if
only
he was a
cops.
As if he was the biggest bad guy in the WWE.
He was a convict.
Four police officers and CJ leading him out of the arena. So
CJ,
again,
yeah,
nobody
security.
Was hurt. Not a big deal in the grand scheme of things, but it just adds a little heat to the rivalry.
It
I'm
does.
Good.
No,
like
no,
it
does. And let's face it, a year ago when West Virginia was there, Wes Harris had his incident.
Yeah, there's another one.
So there's another organic piece. Nathan, just lastly, all the dirty stuff that you did in the course of a game, you probably laugh at Logan Rout's trip.
Yeah. You gotta do it when no one's looking.
You throw a little elbow occasionally?
I wouldn't throw an elbow.
Would you hold arms? Would you lock a guy's arm and hold him?
No, that happened to me.
That is true. That's how you hurt
that's
you.
How you hurt, that's how you broke your arm.
Some of my arm
who was
got
that
ripped
did,
off.
Who did that to you?
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Thinking of suing for lost wages.
That looked bad when it happened.
I mean, that took away. You were a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been
saying,
it.
That's a million
I mean, right now, you're in the league. Right now, he's in the league.
It's a good point.
Yeah, solid point. All right, let's get this thing on. Does West Virginia win Saturday? Senator, yes or no?
How do you know?
I asked the question.
How do you know?
Yes or no?
How do you know?
Nathan? Nathan said yes. Maybe not. I don't know. We have to go back and check the tape, read his lips.
2-point line, Texas favored by 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, could
won't be.
Be
much more than that.
Could be. Thanks for being with us. Episode number 91 in the book, brought to us by Bet Lucky. It's West Virginia's sports betting app. Check it out. Download it at the App Store and get 2 times your first bet back in bonus money. Bet Lucky. We're back on Monday for the Senator and Nathan. Thanks for being with us. Episode 91, 3 guys before the game. The office is now closed. Yeah.